All right, we now bring in Patriots former linebacker Jerod Mayo. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you've been in Super Bowls on the player side of it. Now you're on the media side of it.
The evil side.
The evil side.
The dark side. Welcome to the dark side.
Being on the whole in the whole media row pile of humans, that whole area, it's crazy. What's that like?
It's good. It's good. Honestly, I was out there earlier yesterday, and it's a circus, right? But at the same time, it's a lot of excitement. Looking forward to a good game.
We learned earlier today that there's no central heat in this mall. There's 500 retail stores. It's the largest indoor space I've ever been in. It's bigger than any convention center I've ever been in.
It's the body heat.
And you know what it is? So literally what they do is they have skylights.
Okay.
And between the skylights and the collective body heat that's generated by all of the people in the building.
Perfect.
They don't need to
that's
have
what you call
heat.
Going green.
Exactly.
And they're 25 years old. Jill told us here earlier, we were green before it was even a thing.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So a thing is Super Bowl 52. Okay. And we know that you look at this game differently than we do. You see things that we don't see. What's something that we probably don't know that we should about Super Bowl 52 coming in?
You know, the thing about it, a lot of people are talking about the X's and O's, the matchup between either it's Tooney and Cox or Tom Brady versus some of those guys on the defensive side of the ball. But I think you have to really pay attention to the situations, right? What's going to happen on third and short or second and short that waist down? Are they going to take a shot or are they going to just go pick up the first down? What's going to happen on that swing stage? And that swing stage is 2 minutes left at the half, and then you may get the ball the second half. What happens right there?
That double possession.
Exactly, that double possession, right?
And one works that better than Bill.
For sure. And another thing is the halftime, right? The halftime itself is longer. So you don't have that, let's fix a couple of plays here and there. You're actually going to have a separate game plan for the second half because who knows how long Justin Timberlake's going to go, right? The last time he was on stage.
And that's probably advantage Bill, too, isn't it?
For sure.
That you have more time to make adjustments.
I think so, and it's advantage the rest of those coaches. Those guys all they all huddle up, right? They have their little coaches huddle, and then they disseminate the message among the players, and it's great. And look forward to those guys having a great second half.
You were most recently in Super Bowl 49. You talked about that long halftime.
Yeah.
The whole entire day is so much different from a normal game day.
For sure.
What are the challenges with that, and how will that benefit someone like Tom Brady, who's done it seven times before?
There's a thin line between you kind of run into this problem, like, am I just so focused on the game that I just ignore everything? But also I want to kind of take this experience in because a lot of these guys won't have the chance to get back to this game. So it's a very fine line, but at the end of the day, these guys have prepared for 2 weeks. They're putting everything they have into this game, and hopefully we have a great game.
What was the biggest surprise for you about the Super Bowl?
This Super Bowl?
No, your Super Bowl.
Oh, the biggest surprise.
What was what was the one thing that you heard? I mean, everybody told you what it was going to be like.
It was probably the security.
Really?
Honestly, which is crazy. You come to the game, you have a helicopter flying above you. You have the vans, the SWAT teams on the sides of the bus, on the buses. It's the world we live in now.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Obviously, you spent your entire career with the Patriots, so you don't know coaching other than Bill Belichick, but when we're talking about...
That's the best coach. It's like...
What else is there?
No, seriously, though, and we're talking about situational coaching, and Bill does that so well.
Yeah.
How does that give the Patriots an advantage? How have you seen that help them, especially in those fourth quarters when Tom Brady leads the team back?
Well, those guys, they practice it each and every day, right? You see a lot of coaches and a lot of teams, great teams, struggle, whether it's 2 minute or 4 minute gotta have it situations, but those guys go over it each and every day, and they don't only look at it from the defensive side of the ball. If I'm a linebacker, they put their minds on the offensive side of the ball as well. Tom's on the defensive side of the ball and special teams as well, and that's where this team really separates themselves, is on the special team side. So look for those guys to make a bunch of plays this week.
So many great players to talk about, but in your mind, if there's one player who absolutely can't afford to have a down day, who is that?
It's a great question, and I would say Patrick Chung. Because the thing about it, Ertz is the guy, right?
Yeah.
25% of the balls go to Ertz, and especially when you have that RPO. You're hearing a lot about this RPO. And Chung is the guy on the defensive side of the ball who is this, jack of all, of all trades. He's one of those guys who can play the run. He's a good tackler, but also he's matching up against the best tight ends in the league each and every week, and look for him to have a good game.
Yeah, the Eagles have some bigger receivers, guys like Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
How do you see that matchup playing out against the Pat secondary?
I'll be honest, you know, those guys on the outside are going to have to hold up. They really are. You know, you look at that run pass option, and you know, I know everyone's talking about it. There are different ways to kind of attack that. But when it's all said and done, you're going to be out there in cover one. This is your guy. This is your guy. You guys have to hold up because we have to play the run inside.
Yeah. Talk about Foles' success in the run pass option. When he throws the ball out of the RPO set, he completes over 90% of his passes.
For sure. And the thing about it, he's looking for someone to make a mistake, right? Mm-hmm. He's making reads on the other side. He has his pre-snap reads, but when it's all said and done, he's waiting for someone just to take that one step the wrong way, and he's throwing that ball. These are easy. I mean, I shouldn't say easy throws, but he's also 3 years removed from a Pro Bowl season, and that's where I think people are really forgetting. Like, this is a solid quarterback.
He had a season with 27 touchdowns and two interceptions.
Sure. For sure.
It's not like he fell off the quarterback bus and is in the Super Bowl.
But you hear some people talk about it. It's like, oh, yeah, this guy's terrible. I'm like, he's a pretty solid quarterback.
Yes, he is.
The Eagles' pass rush, the best in the NFL. What do you see Tom Brady and Bill Belichick doing against that?
Yeah, I think it's a no-huddle, you know, and there are many ways to do a no-huddle offense. You can go right to the line of scrimmage, or you could have like this little sugar huddle where the guys aren't in that tight huddle that you normally see, just so they can't rotate those guys. That's how they really get sacks, right? They're able to rotate the front four and then bring in another four
and keep them fresh.
Exactly, keep them fresh. And those guys were playing about, I think, the highest percentage of snaps during the regular season was like 68%.
It was
up front, and now all of a sudden in the playoffs, these guys are playing 90%. So if you flip that, now, all of a sudden, will a Fletcher Cox get tired in the fourth quarter?
We
hope, right? But you know the Patriots are coming in well-conditioned on both sides of the ball. So look for that to kind of play a factor, because it's going to be hot. Even though it's cold outside here in Minnesota, you're indoors, pyrotechnics, electronics, body heat, cell phones, all of that stuff.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting game.
That's part of Bill's chess plan overall, is to wear teams down. And so a lot of times folks are like, it's unbelievable. How do they always do this in the fourth quarter? 28-3 in the AFC Championship game, regular season games throughout the years. It's simple. If the other team is gassed and you're fresh, then they're going at whatever percent, 75%, and you're still pushing. That's how these fourth quarter comebacks have happened. How does Super Bowl 52 play out in your mind?
You know what? Look for the game to start off very vanilla, kind of like two heavyweight fighters, right, trying to fill each other out. You ever see those fights where it's like five punches are thrown in the first two rounds? These guys are trying to see, how are you going to line up to 12 personnel? How are you going to line up to 11 personnel? Are you trying to pressure me a little bit? But these guys are going to come out. They're going to play their base defense, see what the other is doing, and then from there, they're going to make some adjustments and look for the second half to really get into the, you know, these are where the punches get thrown.
Yeah.
We saw it last year with Atlanta, and we saw it in the AFC Championship game with Jacksonville. It's almost like Bill Belichick lets other teams beat themselves a little bit. We talk about the Patriots' mystique because of all of their success. You were a part of that.
Right.
Is that real? Does the team feel that?
There's always confidence, and that kind of trickles down from ownership down to Bill, down to the rest of the players. Until there's 0 seconds left on the clock, we always think we have a chance, and that goes back to preparation and things like that. Whatever happens on Sunday is a result of what happened the previous 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about preparation. The mystique, we really don't buy into that. It's one play at a time. And then the Super Bowl, everything is kind of notched up a couple of levels. So there's a lot of pressure out there. But if you're thinking about that stuff, you really can't go out there and play instinctively. And that's what you want to do.
Boy, you can tell he's a Bill disciple.
I was just going to say, I can tell that you were taught by Bill.
Just trying to be like the greatest.
Do your job. Yeah, the whole thing. Do you have a prediction? What's your Super Bowl 52 prediction?
I'm going to say 24-17, somewhere around there, Patriots.
We've heard that before.
Yeah, something like that. It's going to be a good game.
Will they score in the first quarter, finally, the Patriots?
I think so. I'll say 3 points.
They'll get a field goal.
They'll get a field goal.
Hey, don't take it. It's better than nothing.
If this was outdoors, then the Patriots would blow them out.
Why?
Because, they play well outdoors in the snow, and I like their chances a lot better than the Eagles. And it's cold out here. I wish this game was outside.
Yeah. Wow. Mm.
I actually saw a group of statues outside around the fire. I was like, wow.
It is ridiculously cold. There's New England cold, and then there's Minnesota cold.
For sure.
We come out of the hotel each day at about, 6:45, 6:30 in the morning, and when the doors open to the hotel and you step outside, it's a blast that you just can't even explain.
It wakes you up.
Wake
you
up call.
It does
you
wake you
coffee.
Up.
You don't need coffee.
Crazy. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thanks
we
for
appreciate it.
Me.
Enjoy the rest of Super Bowl 52
for sure.
week.
For sure. Hopefully and, some red, white, and blue confetti coming down. And
I can see it now.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll
exactly.
see.
Then I'll run this show and you guys go celebrate.
Perfect. That's right.
Hey,
we can finally go to one of the parties.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Drod. Appreciate the time.